our own insignificance. Blessed are the filthy rich, for you can only truly own what you give away, like your pain.
At 10 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 10:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. That's because I'm filling in for Mike Conway. He's out this week for Classic Rock Mine and said, why don't you take it? I said, okay. So it's Bubbles in the Think Tank 3 of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, even when there's nobody here to help me, at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right about now, it's time for the radio obituaries. And you're saying to yourself, if you're a Bubbles in the Think Tank listener listening right now, you're like, I thought you were going to do 3 hours tonight. Well, guess what? I got on a roll and I looked up and I had enough for the whole show. And then I realized that I'm still like 46 obits behind at the end of tonight's program, even if I do all of this. And next week's the bee's knees. So in an attempt not to fall far, far behind as we did last year, even with all of that diligent assistance that we had, and even somehow managing to do more obits than ever, ever before, as we learned last week in the Radio Obituary Retrospective, I'm just going to do it. But what I did do, though, for this, is I tried to lay it out in 3 distinct pieces. So that this is very loose business, as most things having to do with Bubbles in the Think Tank are. But the first portion of tonight's program will be the things that are closest to Classic Rock Mine. It's not Classic Rock Mine. Please, let's not attempt to fake our way through anything here. But the things that would be closest or most relevant to Classic Rock Mind listeners will show up in the first hour. Those with the greatest comedic content will show up in the second hour. And then whatever else is left over shows up in the third hour. It's a strange way to think about things, but it's the way I'm thinking about them tonight. I think a little too much sometimes, but I do want to thank everybody, by the way, for all of their help in last week's Radio Obituary Retrospective. Whether you were the one who carried the most weight, talking to you, Bob Cohen, my director of minutia. Unless, you know, even if you're the one, we had Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research, polling everybody he could. And then we had those polled. You, the listener. Especially those of you who hang out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Thank you all so very much for helping out. Oh, and don't even forget, all those subs all summer long while I wasn't here. Thank you all very much. I thought it was a heck of a retrospective. So let's start putting things down to get picked up next year. Because right now, it's time for us to begin the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We start off by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org and move on to the initial Radio Obituary for Jody Williams. He was an American blues guitarist and singer. His guitar playing was marked by flamboyant string bending, not just any string bending, but also imaginative chord voicings and a distinctive tone influential in the Chicago blues scenes of the 1950s. Jody Williams just passed away at 83. It's the initial Radio Obituary, and we're coming right out of the gate with some monkey content right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
on, son. Live and love another day. Because some monkeys bite, don't want to see you go that way.
Baby, cha-cha too. Teenagers love music with a good solid beat. They can clap their hands and they can stomp their feet. They love rock and roll when they sweet 16 and rock around the clock until they reach 18. I met a little girl just the other day, fine as fine and I'm ready to play. I must confess she took me by surprise, sweet 16 with a twinkle in her eye. Held her tight. When she put a little pain in mine, the moon above began to shine, shine, shine. Crazy about my baby and I treat her right. I gotta have her with me both day and night. She's the kind of baby I've been searching for. Every time we kiss, she holler more, more, more. I met a little girl just the other day, fine as wine and I'm ready to play. I must confess she took me by surprise, sweet 16 with a twinkle in her eye. Ah, yeah.
Just a reminder that you are listening to an early starting edition of Bubbles in the Think Tank this evening. Mike Conway will be back next week. And we're jumping in with both feet here at Bubbles in the Think Tank into an all-radio obituary extravaganza tonight. The post-initial radio obituary is for Joe Osborne, American bass player, known for his work as a session musician, part of the Wrecking Crew during the 60s, and he worked session all the way into the 80s. He can be heard on some monster hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In, oh, so many things. But we've got our own little set of tunes, as you know we are want to do. Joe Osborne just passed away at 81. It is the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Sweet, who makes me wanna give her a whirl. just about 110. I was on my way home from a sophisticated party where I got a little drunk on gin. And as the headlights cast a glow on the road, I heard a voice inside of me. It said, you lost the light, now you're moving through the night. Running from the Grand Ennui, running from the Grand Ennui. Well, I reached in my pocket and I pulled out the Omega that was never 1 second behind. That I was running at the Southern Talladega had won for the 22nd time. Then the countess I was with bent over with a kiss and put a jeweled hand on my knee. I knew I'd lost the light and I was moving through the night, running from the Grand Ennui, running from the Grand Ennui. And the car both mine. And each day passes with the same old story, but the countess has a brand new line. Yet still at night I am haunted by the bright and distant memory of the day I lost the light, moving through the night, running from the Grand Ennui, running from the Grand.
I was looking through the dictionary yesterday. I come upon a word that you hear every day. It's when you move to the right, you move to the left. And if you don't know the word, man, you just ain't help. It's called rock. Yeah, man, rock. When I hear the way you move it, it's a full letter. We call rock. Cause I was coming from my sister's house Saturday. I saw a chick dancing called Fannie Mae. They see the Fannie moves with a shuffle beat, but all it is rocking with crazy, crazy features. It's a rock, yeah, man, rock. When I hear the way you move it, it's a whole lot of rock, rock, rock. All you have cats to what I say. I'm learning how to rock in the craziest way. You can call it jitterbug or call it bebop, but anyway you move it, man, it's really, really rock. It's a rock, yeah, man, rock. Well, anyway you move it, it's a full letter we call rock.
They say the grass is greener on the other side. When they cross over, they find everybody's searching like you and me, trying to find peace of mind. See that little boy fishing on the river? If I could just be like him, I'd close my eyes and let the mad world go by. I could be like him. Like foolish clock on the wall tick on. You don't have to tell me she's gone. Yeah. I sit here and listen like a fool and a clown while the hands on your face. I remember when we said goodbye. She turned so I wouldn't see her cry. Now you try and tell me I'm sorry she's gone. Foolish cry.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, filling in, of course, for Mike Conway and Classic Rock Mine, doing radio obituaries. If you've never listened to the show before, hopefully you're enjoying this. And we got lots of them that we're going to do tonight. As we move forward right now with our next radio obituary for Honey Lantry, the drummer and singer of the British invasion group, the Honeycombs. She was one of the very few female drummers in the early days of rock. And she performed on the band's famed single, Have I the Right? What a great song. She also co-sang the lead on the group's second biggest hit in the UK, That's the Way. But they only lasted from 64 through 66. So that was it for that. Honey Lantry just passed away at 75. She's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, hey, if you got a bigger baby, why don't you pick on me? Every night I teach you right. Sit up on my knee. You're the girl sets me your world, and that love belongs to me. I keep hanging around your door, trying to catch your eye, but you just seem to look the other way. Can't you hear my poor heart cry?
Hear my poor heart cry.
Hey, hey, if you got a bigger baby, why don't you pick on me?
Pick on me.
emptiness for me since you stepped right out of my life without a kiss or a sigh. You just left me alone.
Cleanup Radio Obituary is for Ace Cannon, the American tenor and alto sax player. He played and toured with High Records stablemate Bill Black's Combo and had his own career, solo career, with his record Tough in 1961. That even used the Bill Black Combo as his backing group. He was inducted into the Rock and Soul Hall of Fame and the Rockabilly Hall of Fame in 2000. Ace Cannon just passed away at 84. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle as
well. Yeah! My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle as
well. Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal, 6 feet four, sleeping in the kitchen with her feet out the door.
But she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door, who worked at the candy store.
Now the story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You used to laugh at me. I was a fool, fool, fool. Oh, and shake it over yonder by a railroad track. When it rained, you couldn't walk. I used to tote you on my back. Now it's a crying shame. It had to be like that.
Onto the radio obituary for Eddie Reeves, the American songwriter, recording artist, music publisher, artist manager, record company executive, and author. Whew, that's a lot of stuff to do. He wrote several hit songs, including All I Ever Need Is You, which he co-wrote with Jimmy Holiday. That one was recorded by Ray Charles, Sonny and Cher, Ray Sanders, Tom Jones. Oh, a ridiculously, ridiculously large list. Let's see here. He also wrote Don't Change On Me, recorded by B.B. King, Van Morrison. You know, there was a lot of songs. But Eddie Reeves just passed away at 79. Hey, why don't we hear some of those songs as part of the radio obituary for Eddie Reeves right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. feel like I'm gonna cry the same old tune before. No use in trying, cause you don't want me anymore.